A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Housewives on the Island, baby.
Welcome to a special episode of The Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with
Danielle from Brands by Bravo. And we almost should be calling this The Real Housewives of Watching because we're watching new content.
I know. This is so exciting. The Real Housewives of Watching. Yeah.
The Real Housewives of Watching a TV.
Peacock. It's not even TV. It's Peacock.
True. If you don't have Peacock, you can get like, I think, a free month subscription and maybe wait till all the episodes are out and then do it. Or I think I literally pay like $4.99 and I watch it with commercials. It's pretty inexpensive comparatively.
Yeah. No. And I mean, I love it. I've watched so much stuff on Peacock. We're not getting paid for this.
I was just going to say, please. No, unfortunately, we are not paid by Peacock.
Wish I got money for this. But I mean, if you haven't seen the show Poker Face with Natasha Lyonne, it's phenomenal. It's one of my favorite new shows. So Peacock's worth the money. There's also the Barney documentary, I Hate You, which is really good. Or You Love Me, or I Love You, You Hate Me. That's the name of the docuseries. Ooh, it's really like good. It's very, very interesting. Anyhoodle. So here we are talking about the first three episodes that Peacock gave us as a gift for the holidays. And we're gifting this episode to you.
Yes, Roni Legacy. Which, okay, I know we're going to go episode by episode, but I would like, before we start, your thoughts on the first three episodes. Just like overarching thoughts.
I loved it. I am really enjoying it. I think it was really interesting. So I watch and text with my friend Kate, who guested on this podcast when you were on maternity leave. And Kate was texting me that she missed Carol. She was like, I kind of wish Carol was there. And I thought that was really interesting because I was immediately like, Carol would hate being there. And she's like, I kind of need that dynamic of like Carol's angsty teen with these crazy women. I'm so happy to have Kelly back on my screen. I forgot what a wildly dynamic person Kelly was, even though we just watched her a few seasons ago. I just love seeing her frenetic energy on the screen. And you just never know what her motivations are.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Takeman is doing good. She's doing good. I think she's strong. I hate Ramona now more than ever. And Sonia and Lou are, it's an interesting dynamic because Sonia and Lou are closer than Ramona and Sonia as this trip begins. And that I thought was a very interesting dynamic to watch. But having Dorinda back on my TV is a great time. I notice morning, noon, or night, this is how Dorinda always sounds. Like, she just always has a slur. And, you know, I listen to Watch What Crappens, and they do that voice much better than I do. But I always thought that they were kidding. But then watching this, I was like, no, she's literally just, you know what? Like, It's a very interesting voice, and I love it though. Like
Yeah.
her enthusiasm. I like Dorinda because she's very like just like how Kelly's unpredictable. Dorinda, you know what you're gonna get. You're gonna get her flying off, being really, really nice. Then she's gonna fly off the handle at somebody. She's not gonna be able to let it go. She's going to insist that she's totally mellow while she's flipping out. And then she's going to have to take a nap.
Yeah, I'd say that's a perfect description of Dorinda.
I like really appreciate that, like, these are things that I can count on from Dorinda that are like, it doesn't matter what's happening in the episode, you're gonna get this from her.
My thought is, I really enjoyed them, but I don't think they should ever come back for a Full Housewives. That's my thought. There is just too much of the same, which
Yeah.
works on Legacy. And doesn't like, I am like, thank God this isn't a series because it doesn't work. It just doesn't work as a full series, in my opinion.
I agree. The one thing I will say is that I found it very interesting that Luann is very much similar to what you're saying. She's just like, let's just let it go. Let's keep going. Let's find new things. Like, I think that if you put Luann with newer housewives, she would hold her own. And like, not
I
saying that
agree
I
with that. I
want
kind of want to see Lou on the new class of Roni,
that. I
actually.
agree. Like, I just feel like Lou gets it and is still very with it and sharp and like was trying to get, like, as much as she brings up the pirate, which we'll get into, like, I do think that she's willing to talk about new dynamics, new things. Like, yes, these are the old things, but also like, this is what I love, and this is that thing. Like, you know,
Me
I
too's the
think.
only evolved one. Like when I look at old Luann, that's not really the Lou that I think of now, if that makes sense.
Very true.
Like I
Very true.
enjoy her on TV much more in the later years than I did in the early years.
I just don't know how much more you can get out of Dorinda, Sonia, and Ramona because they just seem kind of out of it and on repeat. And Kelly just seems disturbed. And Kristen just seems like she very much just wants to show off her amazing body, which, like, I'm very proud of you.
So we start off with, little introduction to all of them.
What do you think of the theme song?
Nothing is, why did they only give us Housewives in the Island once and then not a single one as good as that since?
I agree. I was like, don't you give me lyrics and then take them away.
Like you and I watched that episode together. And I
Yes.
remember screaming because we couldn't believe how funny this was. And then they've never done it since. And I'm just so disappointed by it.
I don't know if they were like, no, this is a serious show. We shouldn't do that. But like, I thought it was interesting that they did definitely try and remix the original Roni theme songs. But like, I want lyrics. I want them to be like, we got these crazy New Yorkers together. Let's see what shit happens. You know,
I
like,
agree. So we, do a little moment with each of them.
real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt again, but I also, my first note is, I'm not ready. I was just like, that's what I wrote. I was just like, I'm not ready.
No, I loved it. It felt immediately like home, like the second
Yes.
it picked up with them. So of course Ramona calls Kristen and Caitlin the wrong name, and that Ramona's like, I don't remember her.
Yes.
And I do think Kristen is a bit of a random casting. She lives in LA now. It's been 8 years. One thing that I read that someone said is that they felt like Kristen didn't have an ally, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
She's kind of floating on her own. Like it seems like even though Kelly hasn't been around on the show, obviously in years, that she still has kept up with them all in some capacity.
Yeah.
Where Kristen, I don't think has talked to anyone, and they needed to bring someone with her. And I do agree, a Carol would have been great, especially because we know Carol and Dorinda do still keep up.
Yeah.
Or like two random people that could have bonded. It's just she feels a little island on her own.
I mean, and it's also just like Kristen just acts like, why am I not being included? But it's also like, but it doesn't sound like you tried to talk to anybody, although we do find out that she did invite Ramona to an event. So.
We'll get to that later. We also find out that Kelly has a booming real estate career. And I can't even believe how old her kids are because obviously we just watched them be children, you know, a few
No, they were
episodes.
bebés.
Yeah, little babies.
Have
They
you
have
seen
a.
any of Kelly's real estate ads, by the way?
Yes.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
They're
that's
so
just.
funny. They're like, it's not as much about the apartment as it is about her in the
Yeah.
apartment. And I find that hilarious.
Her social media absolutely cracks me up. So then we get to the house and they're staying in the same house, which I think is really cool. And they even have
Maybe
the
the only
same,
house on the island. Who knows?
maybe the only house on the island. And then they actually have the same chef.
Yes.
So I'm like,
And
damn, that's some casting.
he aged like a fine wine. That man looks great.
Yeah. Seems decently civil while they pick rooms.
Well, Dorinda has some dice for everybody. Like, and she like gets everybody to roll. And of course, luck of the roll has it. I don't know if they weighted those dice or Bravo just really lucked out, but Ramona got the lowest number. And she tries to be like, why would anyone think that I would be upset about this? I'm totally calm and collected. And then they go around and select rooms. And of course, Ramona's room, she would have to share with someone. And
But like, you know, she's going to share with Sonia. They'd love to share.
so they end up sharing the same room that they shared the first time in the master or the great room. And Dorinda takes a room.
This is honestly a highlight of the series, Dorinda in
She
this
has
room.
one Space Odyssey room. Like, she has no idea. Like, it's just a long white hallway where if you like press the wall, it like turns into like closets and stuff. It literally looks like she's like in and out of Narnia in this room. She can't find the bathroom for a good 5 minutes.
To call someone to help her find the bathroom.
Which I was like, so, and then she's like, I was gonna pee in the shower, and I was like, where's the shower? I don't see a shower. So yeah, she ends up just in like the most insane room. Which like maybe she's not slurring because she's drunk. She's slurring because she's just been so spun around because that room, like it's funny because every time they like open a closet, there's just all these random things inside of it too. And I'm just like, what is that? Why is it up?
It doesn't make any sense. Listen, I'd be confused in that room too. The walls are all openable and they all look the same and nothing is labeled. So
Yeah.
at one point she literally just like gives up and leans against the wall. She can't find where she put her jewelry. I forget which episode that's in, but
Even find a way out. Like, she's like, how did I even get in here?
yeah. The house manager is quite sassy. He's helping Ramona unpack and she's complaining that the thing for the
The
hangers
bars are
is
too low.
the
Yeah,
bars are too low in the
closet.
closet. And he goes, I'll tell the architect of the house to make the closet bigger.
Yeah.
He's just real sassy with her. And then we find Ramona also got a third degree burn on her arm from some crazy like
Ostrich.
ostrich feather. So that's pretty terrible. Third degree is like
Yeah.
very severe.
And she's telling Lou and Dorinda this because she's just like, you guys are the nurses. Was Dorinda a nurse? And I forgot that.
Maybe.
I don't remember that. But anyway, Lou is just like, that's very serious. And Kristen's immediately like, no one should wear ostrich. What are you doing? And like Kelly's like, who's wearing ostrich?
Yeah.
It does sound horrible, but because of that, Ramona's unable to go into the water because of her burns. So, nah.
Yeah. This is all while they are like sitting down for the first little meal. And we find out Sonia has been living in Virginia, which we know that's where her family is. But that's kind of the
Really?
first time that's like been said.
I was shocked by that. I was
Me
like, what
too. I
is she
was.
wearing in Virginia? I have 1,000 follow-up questions.
Yeah, her family is there. I'm pretty sure it's like where her mom and sisters live in Virginia. I
That's
think I
really
Googled that
interesting.
once before.
Is this also where Dorinda talks about how she let Sonia stay at her house, her apartment? Or is that?
No, I think they came later. I think that's
Sorry.
later. Yeah, that's in episode two.
Okay,
So, but
yeah.
I think it's at the same table. That's why it's hard to tell. So then Kristen kind of starts probing with some questions. And she asks if they thought they would all like ever film again. And Dorinda starts going in. Well, I got put on pause. Kristen got fired. And Kristen's like, we all got fired because we're all here and that show doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. And Dorinda has no, as we saw in the last girls' trip or the second girls' trip, it's hard to keep them all.
Second.
So, because I can't believe this is the fifth.
Technically, but we didn't see the fourth because that was Morocco, and I don't know if we'll ever see that.
Okay. That makes me sad. I really want to see Morocco.
I
But anyway.
know. So while Dorinda and Kristen are fighting, it goes to an ITM with Ramona. And this made me laugh so hard because Ramona goes, I don't think Dorinda and Kristen know each other. And the producer goes, they were on the same season together.
She goes, really? And they were like, and ever like, it's just like you were on it too. Season seven.
That was so funny. That was so funny.
Also in the Berkshires is where she, Ramona, like cuts Kristen, and she doesn't even remember that.
I know, I know. So it's a whole thing. So then they all start going around like why they're there. And I forget if Sonya says it or if someone says it for her, but Sonya's basically someone is like, Sonya's only there because it's a paid vacation and she needs to check. And Sonya's like,
Yeah.
yeah, I do. Kelly's somewhat giving up more normal vibes. She's saying, like, I have to work, like, I support my kids and myself, like, all of that. But then they go back to the on pause thing and Kristen starts asking questions about like Ultimate Girls Trip and saying like your show doesn't exist anymore. And they're all think it's like weird that Kristen would watch Ultimate Girls Trip, but Kristen's like, Brandy is one of my best friends. She was there, so that's why I watched it. And yeah, they're just kind of I love all the fourth wall breaking. Kelly starts talking about how she had a lot of financial stress the first time she filmed. Saying like that basically her husband gave her ex-husband gave her nothing, which very interesting to hear
I was surprised by that.
because we saw her in her definite very expensive apartment
Like,
that I don't know if Kelly could have afforded on her own. So I'm like, were you left with the apartment and nothing else, maybe?
I thought the first season, didn't she say she got that apartment in the divorce?
Maybe she doesn't consider that getting something, but like, girl, that apartment was insane.
I
So.
just, yeah. I can't imagine they she got nothing. Like, I think it might be something similar to what Sonya deals with, where it's like, yes, I have some things, but not everything.
Then Ramona points out, I don't even remember in what context it came up, but Ramona points out that Avery was 11 when they first started filming and now she's 28. And that really just blew my mind
Oh, yeah.
to see that. And yeah, Sony makes a really funny joke also that says, I'm on OnlyFans, things have gone downhill. And then she calls out Dorinda for being on OnlyFans, and Dorinda's like, I did one event and I didn't know what I was doing and I didn't know what the website was.
And then someone asked her to show them her boobs, and she stopped.
And that she only really liked it, or not that she really liked it, that Sonya says, oh, they asked for my feet. So she's fine with that. And then comes up that Ramona saying like she hasn't seen Kristen forever, and Kristen's like, I literally saw you last year at an event in the
Yeah.
Hamptons. And Ramona's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they flash to a photo of them together last year in the Hamptons. And that's just too much for me.
It's literally, and it wasn't just any event, it was Kristen's own event. She invited her. Like, yeah. So.
And really, just like at the end of the episode, Lou says something that I don't even think I realize, and maybe wouldn't realize, is that I don't even know if they're talking about like their worst moments or just talking about moments. And Lou says, the only time she was ever caught on hot mic was when talking about the pirate in French. And that she says that she didn't sleep with him. And at this point, if she did, she would just own up to it. But then she, and that Sonya hooked up with him, but then Sonya's like, no, you did sleep with him. So still confused. I think I believe Luann.
I do too. I think that like at this point, she would have been honest. Like there's nothing that she could lose. Although she has been hanging around Jacques a little lately, although Jacques supposedly with somebody else.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But yeah, I think I believe Luann, but it is interesting to think that is her only hot mic moment. And I feel like if that would happen now, I feel like people would have like flipped out even more. That I don't remember the reaction to that. And obviously,
that was a huge deal.
No, it was a huge deal. But I mean, just like in the way that we're like, oh my God, hot mic moment. The way they filmed it, it's almost like you don't even realize it's a hot mic moment because they kind of make it look like you can see her on the phone and that people can hear her. So I feel like they would have edited it differently, maybe.
Yes, for sure. I also feel like, didn't she have a moment during the It's About Tom episode where they catch her saying something?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like there was. I don't know.
But yeah, then Kristen seems to remember a lot of things. She keeps being like, no, that was season 5. No, that was season 11. And Kelly, this is the first of many times that she calls Kristen a fan. And I don't think Kristen likes it that much. And that's kind of the end of episode 1.
Are you fucking kidding me? You missed the best line of the world.
What?
Where they're like, Dorinda's still upset about the line, like about the whole pause thing. And like, so Kelly's going back and calling her a fan. And then Dorinda says, eagles don't fly with pigeons, so get your breadcrumbs ready.
Sorry, I forgot to write that. I think it's like I saw that in the preview so much, I forgot that that was at the end of the first episode.
Love that moment so much.
Dorinda, if she is good at anything, she's a wordsmith, that is for sure. Like, she's great with coming
something.
She's great on the spot at coming up with like clips. These random clips and things. Yeah. Just like we know how quotable she is for sure. I'd say her and Luann are.
I think it's also funny that you want to talk about fourth wall breaking. Like Sonya and Ramona immediately are like, we have to write that down. That fucking line is epic.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we got to make some merch immediately. That is great. And especially Philly Housewife fans, I cannot wait for the merch. Somebody go make it of eagles don't fly with pigeons. Because I feel like you could put any jersey on a pigeon and then just have that as your Bravo t-shirt.
True. That's pretty good. I like it. No, episode 1 was like good. And I felt like I was just happy to see him back on my screen, you know?
Absolutely. And I thought it was just really nice to see housewives that I haven't seen interact. Like, I really thought Kelly and Kristen might get along because of their modeling. And like, that was not a thing brought up really.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Agree. Yeah. So then right into episode 2, it starts with Kelly, who brought an insane amount of gifts to give to everyone and makes this huge presentation at the breakfast table with all of these gifts for everyone. All while Lou is making eggs a la Francais, and she probably says it about 30 times. I'm making eggs a la Francais. Like, we get it. We know the joke.
It's like my mom makes the same thing. They're scrambled eggs, Lou. They're fucking scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
But the thing with Kelly's gifting is two things. One, she puts it on the table and like she puts it like all around where like the plates and the dishes are, and it's like it's not just a bag, it's like a bag and then little trinkets of like makeups and all these things, and it's like Kelly's playing Oprah's favorite things and she's just bringing everything for it.
Mm-hmm. And Lou is just, some of the ladies seem okay with it and fine with it. And Lou is like, I don't want any of this shit. I want to eat my eggs. Can you get this off my plate? Like, she feels like she knows what Kelly's MO is. And it is brought up later. But in the moment I'm thinking in my head, you had a gosh darn meltdown at the skinny girl bag on Scary Island. And then you're going to go around and do this, which is obviously, she's claiming it's not product placement type things, but I just don't believe that.
I don't know what it is, But I think that it is very extra to the point where she had to like, her suitcase was too heavy because of it. And Kristen's like, "Are you gonna fucking fly all this shit back for us?" Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody else didn't pack to the gills? Like, fuck.
Yeah, it's too much, and it's weird and creepy, like Kelly would say.
Yeah.
But at this breakfast is when we learn, and probably one of the funniest stories, that maybe within the past year, I don't know when, Sonia needed to be in New York and she didn't have anywhere to stay because her townhouse was being rented. So she asked Dorinda if she can stay at her apartment because Dorinda's in the Berkshires for a month. Dorinda says it's fine. Dorinda goes to her apartment one day because she has to get stuff out of the apartment, and she can't get into the apartment because it's like chain locked. And some random lady opens the door, and Dorinda's like, "Who the hell are you?" And they're like, "Oh, I'm her assistant." And Dorinda's like,
They were like, "Who are you? What are you doing here
"Yeah,
too?"
the assistant is like, "Who are you?" And Dorinda's like, "I own this apartment." Then Dorinda needs to go into her bedroom, and we learn that Sonia has taken it upon herself to sleep in Dorinda's bed, not the guest room she was supposed to be in. And the lady's like, "So sorry, Miss Morgan is sleeping." And Dorinda's like, "Well, excuse me,
But
this is
she's
my
like, "I need to
home."
go in and get clothes from there.
And so then Dorinda goes up there, and Sonia's just like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" And like, totally just like normal about all of
Yeah.
it. And the best is then it goes the whole time, and Sonia's like, "Yep, all of this is true. All of
Yeah.
this is true." And Dorinda's not telling a single lie. And it was just like, in that moment, like, that's the Dorinda that I love. And I'm like, just stay in this space of like fun and funny and a good storyteller. Because we don't get that again for a little bit, but.
No, she, but I just thought it was a great moment of just Sonia being Sonia. Sonia is like, has gotten somehow even more unapologetic.
Yes. Then Sonia's next line that sets the ladies off. And honestly, I'm not even saying where they are because it's like really hard to even they're at like a beach club or they're at the house. Like, they're not really doing anything.
I love that the agenda comes every day. Like, so like the houseboy comes with the agenda and it's always like, you're going to have an amazing breakfast and then you're going to do this for lunch and then you're going to have dinner. It's
Yeah.
just like, and it's like, and sometimes there's a beach.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like they
Really need
plan.
an agenda?
Like, there's not many planned activities, and I need a bit more activities because, like, it all kind of blends together where it just feels like a lot of meals, or they haven't really had the ladies like separate and go off to talk about stuff. Like, I need like a, Lou and Kelly, go shopping in town type scene. They haven't really done that yet
Yeah.
either.
I mean, and the asides that we do get are like Dorinda and Kelly in the pool fighting
Yeah.
about paws.
Yeah. It's interesting the way they're filming it so far compared to the other girls' trip, where I feel like in Thailand, they had them like do so many activities.
Well, it's a
And
5 mile island. Maybe there's just not enough.
yeah, which is like, then why did you pick it? I know it's like, I know why, but I'm just saying, like,
Yeah.
you need a little. So then Sonia says something that really upsets the lady. So I guess Sonia is very difficult to get in contact with, which she owns up to and says, "I don't answer people. I don't look at my phone. Like, I'm not good at it." But then Sonia says, and I don't even remember how it came up and what context, maybe you do, that Bethany is her good friend and that she
Yes.
talks to her more than she talks to Luann on the phone and that she texts her.
And everyone loses their mind. And it's just the, and you know, Bethany's sitting at home watching this with a giant bowl of popcorn, being like, my impact is everywhere. See, this is like part of my reality reckoning.
Yeah, like
I should be paid for this because they're making the whole thing about me.
Lou is like, "What the hell? You're like one of my best friends. You don't even answer me, and you're telling me you answer Bethany. Like, are you fucking like
Yeah.
basically being like, you're lying," is I feel like what Lou, and I
Yeah.
again, I'm siding with Lou here, like.
But I think they're also kind of just like, this is like this hallucination of like you partying with Madonna and John on your yacht. You know, like I think that she's trying to say that she's with the most popular girl, who
Yeah,
is
yeah.
arguably no longer Bethany.
Yeah, and it's not it's just not good, and the women are not happy about it. And they also don't believe her too. They're like, "You don't talk to Bethany, and you certainly don't talk to her that much." And she's so I'm just like, I'm always working, I'm working, I'm working. And then she says this, she says, I'm bouncing from couch to couch with family.
Yeah.
She's being like very real here.
It's like she's renting out the townhouse and she has nowhere to live.
Yeah, she goes, you don't see me doing things with friends. I'm not out to lunch. I'm not doing this. Like I'm working all the time, is what she
Yeah.
says. And if someone calls me, I go and do it because I need the money, is basically what it seems like. Then they bring up dating, and we think Ramona has a boyfriend, but she's being very coy.
Don't care.
I will say this about Ramona, these three episodes. Obviously, she's a piece of shit. Like, she is a piece of shit. Not put that aside, but like, had we not known the more recent things that have come out, and none of it is surprising, this is the most subdued Ramona we have seen in a very long time. Like, she's not doing
True.
anything crazy,
True.
unlikable, or inappropriate. She's kind of just there. And it's interesting that that's how she's being on this trip.
Yeah.
I know you're like, I don't want to talk about Ramona at all. I will say
I
one other
just
thing. They have a dinner. Luann is doing some seafood fest.
Oh yeah, and they're so excited for the caviar and the oysters. And I feel like we barely see any of that.
Yeah, but I will say again, I'm not trying to talk Ramona up at all. Like, you know how I feel about her, but she is literally wearing one of the prettiest dresses I've ever seen her wear.
Oh, yeah, she's wearing a
Blue strapless with flowers. I was like, literally jaw on the ground. I was like, I've never seen Ramona look better than in this dress. Like, even Kristen was like, wow, Ramona. Like,
Simple Favor. It's such a
oh,
good
okay.
movie. So she wears the same similar dress of like it's like a high low blue background, yellow white kind of print flower. It's so fucking phenomenal.
This dress,
It's
yeah,
great.
10 out of 10. Like, it made me be like,
Yeah.
like this. I feel like Ramona might have gotten styled for this trip because her outfits are pretty good, like, much better than they used to
Much
be.
better than they've ever been. No,
Yeah.
her fashion was really on top this season.
Yeah, trust me,
She
for me to say,
probably found somebody to partner with her because none of the news came out that she, well, there was, that's the other thing is like we all knew that she ruined Roni.
yeah. So then I don't even like it's like these things just come up. I don't even know how, because I feel some of it is like inorganic in how they come up, or you know, they're all aware they're filming a show, they gotta have something interesting. So somewhere along they start talking. Kelly's like, Lou, now that you're drinking, we should go out together. And Lou is like, well, you don't bring me to the Rangers games. And we're all like,
Right, this
Rangers
whole episode
games?
is about the Rangers game, and like we don't really find out what the connection is that Kelly has with the Rangers.
I'm guessing she has a box, and that Lou wants to be invited into the box to meet men, and Kelly can bring her only her kid. And then I
But like her
forget who.
kid even says that like you barely bring me.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
not even allowed.
weird. And I don't know, maybe Kelly's dating a Ranger player. We don't know about it, or someone who works for the Rangers. It's just very random. And it is also quite rude that Kelly's like, oh, Lou, you're drinking again? Like, let's hang out now.
Yeah. I
So
mean,
that's weird.
but Kristen Takeman's like, oh, well, that's later on. But yeah, they just the fight keeps escalating, and Kristen Takeman's like, I can get us fucking tickets to the
Yeah, they're
Rangers.
like, it's not that hard to get tickets to the Rangers. Why does Kelly have to bring her? And they don't really like explain why Lou wants to
And
go
I
with
will
her.
say, and like, no offense, but like in general, ice hockey tickets are pretty easy to get.
Yeah. It's not a huge deal. I also realized at this point in the episode, Kristen had literally said like five words. Like, I was like, oh, you're
Yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Like, she was nothing in this until the end of the episode, when the first time Ashley Madison is brought up, one of them accidentally calls it
Yeah.
Dolly Madison, which I thought was
Sonya
pretty
calls it
funny.
Dolly Madison.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. And if you don't know what Ashley Madison is, they do kind of explain it later on the show, but it was a website, a dating website that was used to let people have affairs with other married people or single people who want to have affairs with married people. And there was like a data breach, and it came out of
Her husband.
who was on this website, and Kristen's husband was on this website. We find out that Dorinda was the only one who reached out when the news broke, which Dorinda didn't even remember.
Dorinda. This is what I mean. Like, Dorinda's always going to do something like above and beyond nice for someone, and then she's going to rip their head off. Like, this is because she and like, and Dorinda does go to her defense even during this, where she's just like, everyone's marriage has troubles, you know? Like,
Yeah, and it's not the only time that this is going to get brought up. It's going to get brought up again in the third episode. Because Kristen's very much like, yep, nothing happened and we dealt with it and we're still married. And Ramona, she says kadoos to that, which really made me laugh.
says kadoos at some point too, and you
Yeah.
guys don't follow kadoos on Instagram. He's a great guy and his account's amazing, so follow.
Yeah. And that's the thing that Ramona said like years and years ago,
Yeah,
the kadoos. Instead of kudos, kadoos to that. So that was good. And then we find out that like 10 men are showing up, and I find this to be so uncomfortable to watch. Like it literally made my skin crawl. It was so uncomfortable. Like all these men are like 25. No one's like interacting. There's no chemistry with anyone. It's so weird. It's like all the wait staff at the bar they'd been to earlier in the day. Like I don't know. What was your thoughts on this?
I mean, I think it was funny because my friend Kate is much younger than me, and she was like immediately like, babies. Like, what are these babies doing on this show? Like, it just didn't feel like the right group of people to bring in. Like, I was just very surprised. It just, no one seemed to have chemistry with each other, although Sonia grabbed the best looking one immediately, who was of age. And of course, Lou starts to try and like creep in on him.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's
It is
one that like.
interesting that Kristen's the only one. I guess we think Ramona has a boyfriend, but the only one in a relationship there.
And she's the only one in the relationship, and all the girls like go, like a middle school dance, go into the kitchen and start yapping away about all these boys. And like Kristen's the only one out there talking with them, and she's like, can someone else be out here? I'm married. I don't need to
Yeah,
talk
Lou is
to
like, be a wing woman. I'm like, no, that's not how this
anyone.
works.
Yeah. Also, I would not have Kristen Takeman as my wing woman. Like, her own husband says that she's not great at parties. Sorry, that
Yeah.
was so mean.
Hey, she said it. You want to know my best wing womaning I ever did? So the year after I graduated college, we went back for this like big party thing, and we were literally staying in one of my friends in the dorms. It was like an apartment style dorm, but it was a dorm, and we had like an air mattress, and it was terrible, but we were too poor for a hotel. So I'm with Derek at this point, but like my two girlfriends are single, and we're out of the bar, and they meet these two guys, and they're like, we want to go back to his house. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And the guys are like, we have a guest room you can stay in. And I was like, bet, let's go. We all got beds because they went and hooked up with the two guys, and then I got a guest room and my own bathroom for the night compared to the air mattress I was going to sleep on.
That's fucking
Yeah,
fantastic.
I was like, because like I don't care, they could have gone and done whatever, and the guys were like, no, we have a spare room with a queen bed, and I was like, let's go. And it was great. I showered there. It was way better than where
Like
we're.
you maybe pimped your friends for this room.
And maybe I used my friends so that I could get a good room. No. They were perfectly happy to
No, I
hook up with the
know.
men that they were with. But yeah, it was like, I was like, wait, you just said you have a bed for me and I don't have to. I'm like, can we come back tomorrow night? Thanks so much.
Yeah, like, can you guys just like do this mo can we run the same play?
Yes, can we do this for the rest of the vacation? Perfect. Sounds great to me. No, I'm very good at being a wing woman. I'm like the fluffer. Like I'm quite good at that. And then I'm like, oh, did you just say you were gonna buy a shot? Thank you so much. And have you met my two single girlfriends? Like,
Should definitely take me out because I am horrible.
I think I'm gonna, because it's like when you're in a relationship, it's like you don't care. So it's like
Yeah.
much easier to like, also like I was great not in a relationship but flirting. So
I feel like every time I go out, I have a great conversation with a man who's in a relationship who's not flirting with me. It's more so that like we both find something that we have in common. They bring up that they have a wife really quick or a girlfriend very quickly, but then like I still have like a perfectly nice conversation and I'm like, "Well, thank you for wasting my time. I'm going to grow old and die now. Thank you."
oh my gosh.
Like, what,
Oh
we could be
man.
friends? Like,
Yeah. No.
no.
I have a thing. I absolutely think men and women can be friends. I think it matters when
Absolutely.
in your life you meet them. And basically, to me, if I meet you in college or younger, we can be friends. But, or I should say, I should take it back. If you're in a relationship,
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, I think it's the relationship status of it all. Like, 'cause like I've made friends as an adult with like older men who are like out of a relationship and that kind of thing. Like, I don't know. Let's be honest, most of my male friends are gay.
well, yeah, we left that part out. But like, I have many guy friends from high school and from college. But since dating Derek, besides his guy friends, I haven't made any like new male friends that I would hang out like one on one with. And it wouldn't be
Yeah.
weird in the way that these other guys, like, not weird because I've known you for like a certain amount of time.
Well, maybe you'll find a work husband and it will change.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I can't be friends, but like, it is. It
Yeah.
gets to like that weird point, but I definitely think you can be friends with people of the opposite sex. I never get when people say you can't. I think that's weird.
Yeah. No, I mean, when Harry met Sally, be damned.
Yeah. That was it. Well, that was my best friend Dan in college. Everyone thought that we would be together, and absolutely not. And he's still my best friend. And he was one of the people who spoke at my wedding
Aww.
and was my formal date for 3 years and then left with other women because my friends would come up to me like, what's the deal with you and Dan? And I'm like, absolutely have at him, not my type. And he's very cute and very attractive, but it was instant friend vibes on both ends.
Yeah, I'm one of my I two male friends of mine from college I'm still very close with. And they're married now, and like I get along fine with their wives. One of them married one of my coworkers, so
That's
that worked
crazy.
out great for me because then I kept both of them in my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Derek became really good friends with like a lot of my guy friends. He was even in one of their weddings. Like, it's just when depends when you meet him. Okay. On to episode three. Literally, my first note is, why are there not more activities? Because by episode three, I was like,
You know,
where?
you missed on episode two that the very produced moment where Ramona dresses one of them up like a pirate because he
Oh, I'm telling you,
vaguely kind of sort of.
I was so ick by the whole men. I was like, not into that. So it starts in the morning with Sonia Googling the Ashley Madison stuff, and she's like going on a deep dive of it now because I don't think she really knew anything about it. Just figuring out like, what is this? So we know that storyline is not dead. That's for sure. Then we learn about how much they charge for
I see where
Cameo.
it's Cameo.
Do
Oh.
you like Cameo? Would you ever pay for it?
Oh, wow. All right. So Cameo, I had to do something for work paying for Cameo. I've gotten one Cameo. My friend got me a Frank Catania Cameo for my birthday, where he said he loves Long Island girls. And it was great. My other friend got me one that was Willem from Drag Race. Talking about because Willem's from Philly, so Willem gave me a bunch of suggestions for what I could do in Philly when I moved here, and it was like really fun. So I've had some good experiences with Cameo now, and personally paying for them and like having to fill it out, it's a lot of money and it is a nice thing. Like it's very sweet, but it's just think some people are highly overpriced.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't think I'd ever pay for it. It's the same way like all the people who waited for the photo ops at like BravoCon. That stuff is just not important
Yeah.
to me in a sense. So I just like am blown away by like how much money these people can make on it. 'Cause I'm like, I just don't get it.
It's just some nice to have somebody who you see on TV talk to you directly and they know something about your life.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's like kind of the nice thing. Like, I've seen really sweet ones that were like super motivating and super kind. What I suggested that got shut down was we were doing a video and the video had cursing in it and I wanted to get Dora the Explorer because Dora the Explorer, the woman who does that voice, is on it and I just really wanted to be like, go fuck yourself. Like a Dora the
Oh
Explorer
my
voice.
gosh.
I was just like, that would have just been amazing. Like, and don't forget you know, or some shit like that.
Then they go to a cooking lesson.
But like the thing with the cameo is like all three of them are in a car doing it at the same time, and they're just like, and the people who get it, like, it's a bonus. And I do think that that would be amazing to
That I
hear.
agree with. If I got a cameo while they were filming this, yes, that I agree with. I'd be like,
Like, that
that's
is
cool.
extra special. I do think that Sonia should raise her prices.
So then they do a cooking lesson and it's fine. Nothing happens. They all keep saying
On
they're
1 second, though,
sweating.
real quick. I'm sorry. I have to go back to it because all I keep thinking is Sonia's like, you can make $20,000 a month doing it. How are you broke? Why are you sleeping on couches? How much debt are you in?
I don't know. Clearly a lot.
Like, that was where like this part of the episode really got me stuck in my like, how do you not afford your life and what is going on in your life that like you're making maybe 20K a month and you're also making money. Like, we know they're getting six figures to be on this trip. And what's going on?
I don't know. I just don't know. But yeah, they're sweating all the time. Do you know what month they film this in? It must be summer because they seem like they're dying of like heat.
I don't know. I see.
So then they ask who else they would have liked to have been brought on the cast. And Lou says she wish and would have liked if Tinsley was there. And then they kind of talk about how Tinsley found a man and is like moved on. And as we
And they
know, she
all
just got
agree that they would
married.
have liked Tinsley. Everyone's pretty much like, oh, we love Tinsley.
I would have loved Tinsley, and I'm really sad we haven't gotten her back for a single girls trip. Like, I really, really, I cannot wait till we get to the Tinsley years. Like, I kind of forget how much I love her. She.
But in the Tinsley package, I was furious that what they show of her is her crying about her poor dog. I was like, why do we have to watch dog death? I mean, please.
That is one of the most ridiculous scenes when she talks about putting the dog in the freezer and calling 911.
But like that wasn't what they showed. What they showed was her like talking about the funeral arrangements and everything. And we don't get one clip of her crying about her eggs dressed as a clown.
My
And that is
God.
the best clip of Tinsley Mortimer. Also, her when she sees what's his tits and she falls on the ground.
Yes.
Like somebody call me next time you need a Tinsley package because
Ugh.
you're using the wrong clips.
I'm just sad that we. I love Tinsley. She's like a semi-forgotten about housewife, but like truly made New York. Like
She did a great.
she was great. Then Kelly says that she could not film with Alex McCord, which I'm like, damn girl, you're still holding on to shit. Like Alex literally lives in another country. You haven't seen her probably in 10 plus years. Like,
She's
move
still
on.
scared of her face, she says. And then Lou tells a great story about how she went to dinner with her husband, Alex, in the Van Camps. And at the end, the count was basically like, never make me go on that on a dinner with these people again.
Yeah, and they went to this dinner before they started filming
Filming. Yeah.
season one. So then Kelly's like, "What? We never went to dinner. I never met the count." And Lou's like, "This is before you were even on the show." Like,
Don't they get back into the Rangers thing
they
again?
do. I wrote some weird fight about the Rangers again at the table. It's weird, and I don't get it.
But then Kristen tries to get involved because she's noticing that like the way that Lou is so hurt by this, it's got to be something more than the Rangers. So she's like, I have a question. And there's a lot of crosstalk and whatever. And she's like, I have a question. She keeps trying to ask it. And Kelly starts yelling at her. And Kristen does get her question out where she's like, Lou, is this really about that? Or is it about the fact that like Kelly makes plans with you and then doesn't hold them? And she's like, that is what I'm upset about. Lou's like, that's exactly it. And then Kelly's like, don't interrupt, blah, blah, blah. And like, Kristen's like, well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. She's like, well, then you should ask Luann. And she's like, I literally just did.
Yeah, Kelly
Yeah.
also calls Kristen a super fan of the show and that it's weird that she knows everything about everyone and that she watched things and she thinks it's so
Really goes in.
weird.
Yeah.
And speaking of people watching things, after that meal scene, because that was after they did their like diet, this was lunch.
Well, the end of the lunch also is Dorinda saying, hey, you know what, Kelly, you really do put down Kristen, and I don't like that because prior to this, she was like very much doting on Kelly and trying to make Kelly feel comfortable. And like, because Kelly like confided in her for like 5 seconds that like, sometimes I feel shy at parties and I leave. And she's like, oh my God, I understand you so well now.
And well, so, it was like a real moment. She was being very like honest and genuine, yeah. Which no, I think surprised Dorinda in that moment.
But like, so Dorinda had been very buddy-buddy with Kelly. And she kept telling us she'd never watched Scary Island because she wanted to give Kelly the benefit of the doubt. And that she kind of knew Kelly at parties and whatnot. But she feels for Kristen in this moment, and she stands up for her because she's just like, you know, you're being kind of demeaning to her and I don't like it and I think you should stop. She didn't say it that clearly, but
so then they go back to the house and then we get like,
well, they're in the car and Lou's like, you should watch Scary Island.
And so Dorinda does. And I love this very like inception moment of her watching Scary Island. Yeah, is so wonderful. Great. I'm so like, glad they filmed it
while she's doing it. And she's like, wait, what? Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. So while they're before dinner, Kristen and Kelly start talking outside. And Kelly. She keeps calling Kristen a host and that she's not present and she's not being real, which we know is a thing that Kelly used to always say, like, just be real and don't self-produce. And she literally goes, you're not, what does she say? Something like, you're not Andy Cohen. Like,
oh yeah. She's, and then like Kristen's like, is Andy Cohen here? Like, who's this host? But Kristen, I mean, Kelly also says, you're trying to produce. And that's something that I used to do all the time, which I thought was very interesting. Like, mm-hmm. You're trying to roll the narrative because you don't want to talk about what's really happening.
Yeah. And she's saying that, like, you're prompting questions and doing that. And she's like, someone has to do it. Like, we're trying to get to know each other. Like, what's wrong with me prompting these questions? But I had felt like producers texted her and said, why don't you bring this up? And then she didn't do it in a natural way.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the thing with Kristen is that she is so far removed that, like, I think she's just like an eager beaver of the playing. And she's like, they're like, you have to ask these questions. And instead of letting them come up naturally in conversation, she's like, and so now you, Kelly, what happened on Scary Island? Like,
basically, yeah.
I keep asking her about that too.
Yeah. So then we're at like another dinner. I literally wrote, like, I can't believe I'm watching them at another dinner. Like, I need some activity, something. Like, and the fight between Kristen and Kelly it just kind of is stagnant because I have to sit down for dinner. So then there's like a little game they play. Is this Dorinda's dinner?
I don't know.
But they have some prompted questions, you know, as they love to do. Let's play a game. Who do you trust the least? No, just kidding. That would happen. But so they all have these questions they have to answer. And Ramona is like, what do you think the biggest misconception about her? And she says it's that she's not kind and that she's very giving. And then Dorinda is like, she is really kind. And she, like, if you need something, she'll do it for you if she loves you.
Yeah.
Which honestly I would say is true. Of all the Ramona we've seen, we know that she has that side in her if she wants to.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to it yet, but when Bethany comes back and Bethany is sick, we know Ramona was like constantly helping her.
But my favorite part with this question is like, it goes to Kelly and Kelly's like, well, the biggest misconception to me is, and like, she doesn't even get a word out. It's like, Sonya's just like, that you're crazy. You're crazy.
And she's like, no, not that I'm crazy, but that people think I have all this money and a money tree and that my husband gave me nothing and I raised my two girls on my own. And they're all just like, oh.
Yeah, like, and it's just so funny because Sonya earlier was just like, I feel so bad that like Scary Island's the only, like, everyone thinks it's the best episode and it's all Kelly being crazy. And like, meanwhile, like, Sonya's the first one to be like, well, because you're crazy, because of Scary Island.
Yeah. And also that I did like that they brought up that Kelly is the reason it's called Scary Island, because she is the one who named it. I don't remember what episode.
Like, Yeah, I
But it
do
was
like that
funny
they gave
that
her credit.
someone was like, how did it become called that? And Kelly's like, I literally named it Scary Island. And then they showed her saying it, which we do. And I think when we rewatched it, we said like, oh my God, that's so, like, we didn't realize she was the one who named it, like where that came from.
On an island with no
So
friends.
then Sonia starts really questioning Kristen about the Ashley Madison thing. She
Because she
starts
did the
reading.
research
Yeah,
earlier.
she's done the research, so she's not over this yet. She says he had 75 transaction. Did he cheat on you? And that Kristen is saying he went on the website with a group of friends and that's it. And that she never looked it up and turned the other way. And this is very triggering to Kelly. Kelly is basically just like, I don't like women like you. I went and got my MBA after Scary Island, and I'm angry at women who talk like you. And she is just laying into it. And it's like, I understand what Kelly is trying to say, but she's doing a terrible job of saying it. And I think she's trying to say, like, how could you never look into this and just blindly believe your husband? And that
And
women like you,
also,
when you do that, make other women look bad.
I think she's also alluding to the fact that Kristen is staying there with him for money and like she
Yeah,
can't
which is her
afford
assumption
herself.
of their relationship, which she
Yeah.
literally knows nothing about.
Exactly. And I don't assume that either. Like I know that Kristen had a popular nail polish line. I don't know what else is going on with Kristen, but she still does model. But it's just kind of I get where Kelly's coming from, but she's really missing the mark with what she's trying to say.
But then Kristen finally opens up a bit more, which I guess she had done with Dorinda, but not with Kelly, to say, like, no, we went to therapy. It was really hard. We had to work through our problems. And I feel like that's also what Kelly was like digging at Kristen for. Like, give me the real story. Don't give me some bullshit. I never looked anything up. Oh, it was all
Well,
fine
and that's the
story.
thing that's kind of frustrating about it too, is like everyone's just like, we want to hear how hard it is. Like that was what Sonia kept saying too. She's like, we want to hear how bad it was. And it's like, why? Like, and Kristen's saying this too. She's just like, why does everyone want me to keep rehashing like this horrible time and not asking me how things are now?
Yeah, but I also
Like,
feel like you had to know this was going to come up. This was like the only interesting thing that's come out about you in the last 8 years. So like
and
you
she did
had to.
call him. Was it that episode or the second episode? She calls her husband at one point and he's very underwhelming. And my friend's like, he's even uglier on FaceTime.
Yeah, he was never cute and he like really doesn't look cute now. I don't know. LA got to his face, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not great. And so, like, he doesn't really give much. And she's just like, he gives me husband waiting in the chair at the department store. Just like, yep, no, okay,
Yeah, I'm sure he's not
bye.
going to be thrilled that this was, brought up and rehashed. But again, you had to know this was going to come up. Like, of course it's going to. And again, annoying. Ramona is like being logical at this dinner about the whole thing. And it's like, who is this person? I feel like I'm defending Ramona, and I hope no one thinks I am. I'm just trying to be like an outsider watching the
Not a recap.
episode. Yeah. Like, I
Like,
do not, I need to emphasize, I am not a Ramona fan. I'm not a Ramona supporter, especially now, especially really ever if you've listened to all of our other episodes. But I'm trying to be
there
in.
are moments where she has redemption. You know, a stopped clock is right twice a day, you
Yeah.
know?
And she's being very logical at this dinner, just being like, not everyone can work through it. I tried in my marriage to work through cheating and it didn't continue. And I'm impressed that they were able clearly to and have been together as long as they have been, is kind of what she says.
And Sonia's like, she's just trying to protect her marriage. And I'm like, well, she's, or her family. And I'm like, then let her protect her family.
Yeah, but I'm also like, why did you come on the show then? Like,
Yeah, true.
you knew this was
Yeah.
going to come up. You can't be shocked by
I just
that.
felt like I wish she had a better answer than, like, I know my truth. I'm just like,
Like, we don't know your truth. Why don't you should tell
yeah,
us. You're
you've
on
got
the
to give
show
us
to be
that.
open.
He said, like, you can't just do yoga every morning and be filmed and think that this is it.
Yeah. It does come down to don't hide shit. If we're on here, we're all sharing, and you gotta share.
But she's the host. No, I'm
Yeah,
kidding.
she's in the house. So then it kind of ends with Ramona and Lou like out together, and they're just being like adorable and dancing in the club and having like such a nice time together. And then Sonia and Dorinda and them go back, and they're all skinny dipping. And this is like, I need more of this. This is what I want.
That
So
was fun, but wasn't there another question? I felt like there was another question asked, blanking on
I don't
it.
know. That's what I wrote down.
But it was a I'm enjoying these three episodes. I don't think like
It's a little slow, but that's okay. And again, like I said, I'm glad it's in this format because there's no show left. Like this is my opinion. I can't imagine sell Andy on bringing them back for like old Roni. I think new Roni is, if we're gonna have a Roni, it's gonna be the new ladies. But I would kill for like a cameo of the old ones with the new.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's space for that. I think that Lou is doing a very good job.
I think Dorinda also could be a fun cameo. Like, I think she actually met Brynn out. They ran into her. Like, Dorinda's still very much in the mix of New York. Give me
Yeah.
like a lunch with like Jenna Lyons, probably never coming back. So, Lord knows that. But give me like Jessel and Brynn and Dorinda out to lunch one time. You know, give me those like in the way Denise has been floated in and out. Like, that's what I would like.
When it comes to Jenna Lyons, I feel very much like, yes, you were a big deal before this, but no one remembered you. Like, it wasn't like
Yeah,
Jenna
that's why she
Lyons
did the
was the tip of
show.
the tongue. But then now she's going on everything, shitting all over Housewives. And it's just like, sorry, you're either in or you're out. And like, don't shit on Bravo fans.
Yeah, no, she did the show to get her name back out there. It's working. I don't think she's coming back, but also they've announced nothing, so I don't even think they're filming right now.
Yeah, I don't know what is going to happen with that show. And Atlanta's supposedly on pause.
It needs to be. I feel Atlanta needs it's just when you have the same storylines happening. Like, I can't even believe Jersey hasn't been revamped.
Rename Married to Medicine, Real Housewives of Atlanta, because that show is delivering like dominoes. I've never seen a like housewife-esque like Bravo show where literally a character comes back, like Quad comes on, and they basically, like, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the episode from like December 17th, but like this, like, the Quad comes back, and the ladies all sit down and agree that they don't want her anymore. They're like, you're not really friends with any of us. You shouldn't be here. You should leave this trip and go. And I've just never seen a reality show that's not a competition. Tell somebody, like, and it's not like after any inciting incident, like, she didn't hurt anybody physically. She didn't do anything. They were just like, you're just fake as shit, and we don't really like being around you.
That's crazy.
It was wild. It was so insane. Now that is the drama that Atlanta brings, but these women are bringing it. So just rename Married to Medicine, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
They could, they
All
will,
of their
but
cast is great.
yeah.
That cast, I want to watch them all the time.
But
I caught up on it and now it's my life.
I love it. I love it. Well, those were the first three episodes. That is all that is out right now. And we are definitely going to keep recapping. I have no idea how many episodes there are.
Thanks everybody for listening and rate, review, tell your friends. We appreciate every download and we hope you have a happy new year.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All
Part
right.
of me thinks we should release this first. Because I don't, when isn't there going to be new, like more New York? So I don't want.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.